Yeah. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, October 7th, goes to a brother from Maryland named Jeffrey Burnham. His brother clearly was in some pain. Clearly probably still in pain. Clearly had a lot of unhealed trauma that he never chose to deal with. Maybe he was dealing with it, and it ultimately got the best of him. I don't know. I'm not a therapist or psychiatrist. I'm not here to diagnose people. I just don't like chalking things like this up to people just being evil. Okay? Some folks are just troubled, you know, and it's a root cause to everything someone does. Well, at least that's what I tell myself, especially when I'm attempting to make sense of something senseless. Now, Jeffrey Burnham is accused of killing three people. Those three people were his brother, his brother's wife, and his mother's friend. Sending condolences and healing energy to the family of Brian and Kelly Robinette and Rebecca Reynolds. Rebecca was 83 years old. Imagine living to be 83 and then getting tragically murdered by your friend's son, who I'm sure you watched grow up, okay? Jeffrey is 49, by the way, so I know OG Rebecca saw him grow up. Now, I don't know what the motive was for killing Rebecca, but there is a motive for the killings of his brother, Brian, and his wife, Kelly. I don't think y'all are ready for the reason. I really don't. But let's go to WBAL NBC 11 for the report, please.
Police charging documents allege Jeffrey Burnham murdered his brother Brian Robinette, a pharmacist, because he believed he was killing people with a COVID-19 vaccine. Investigators based the motive on statements Burnham made to his mother one day before the murder. Jeffrey stated to Evelyn, his mom, that he wanted to confront Brian about the government poisoning people with COVID vaccines, and that he repeatedly stated, Brian knows something. Court papers show Brian and his wife Kelly were shot multiple times by a .40 caliber handgun. Investigators say Burnham then stole his brother's red Corvette and stopped at an unidentified person's home seeking gas. Police described the person as a tipster. Brian and Kelly Robinette leave behind two grown children. A GoFundMe page has been set up to help them. So far, it's raised more than $75,000.
This is why information, misinformation, disinformation is dangerous. This is why social media is not just social media. This is why YouTube is not just YouTube. I don't know where Jeffrey was getting his, you know, information in regards to the vaccine, but I would be pretty safe in placing a bet on the internet for $500, Alex. Okay, I know that there's a clear divide and debate between the vaxxed and unvaxxed and people, you know, pro-vaxxers and anti-vaxxers, but come on, man. This is nuts. Okay, your brother was a pharmacist. All right, you know how many vaccines and drugs he administered to people over the years? I don't even know how long he was a pharmacist. I just know that pharmacists literally, you know, distribute prescription drugs to individuals. Okay, they also give advice to patients and other health professionals on how to take medication, what doses to take, and potential side effects. I'm saying all that to say, if it's one person who is not taking the administering of any drugs personal, it's a pharmacist. They are just simply doing their job, okay? Hepatitis A, hepatitis B, mumps, measles, pneumonia, polio, chickenpox, flu, whatever the vaccine is, you know, that Brian was giving out. He was simply doing his job, okay? Jeffrey never once thought about all the other vaccines his brother had been administering over the years, but because we live in an era where everyone is a scientist and all these folks who attend YouTube University, YouTube U, okay, they know so much about the vaccine and they are going around saying the vaccine is killing people. This brother Jeffrey, who was probably already disturbed and dealing with some type of mental illness, heard that and thought his brother was out here killing folks simply because he's a pharmacist who was giving out the COVID vaccine. So he decided to kill his brother and his wife. I wonder if he ever thought about shooting up a fast food restaurant. Never thought about shooting up someone who sold cigarettes. I'm just saying, okay, there's a lot of things out here poisoning us. Why just the COVID vaccine? And your brother, who was a pharmacist, who was just doing his job, it's because COVID is the trending topic of the moment. That's it. That's it. Thank God Jeffrey didn't know anybody in the tobacco industry. Okay? Please give Jeffrey Burnham the biggest hee-haw. Jesus.
All right.
Lord have mercy.
Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Up next, Ask
By the way, what? Misinformation is a virus unto itself. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there's a vaccine for it because nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. And when you believe what you believe in this era, there is always something or somebody you can look at that will reinforce whatever it is you believe, even if what you believe is some BS.
All right, Charlamagne, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, sir.
All right, when we come back, we got more. And, of course, the positive notice, The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.